Like to a dying swan, pensively, pensively, with mourning I look wan for my life passed. I am exceeding sad for my misdeeds too bad. Oh, that be, for I had better forecasted. My parents me upbrought carefully, carefully. Little God, what they thought that I should ever have run so bad a race to die in such a place. God grant all maidens grace to take example. Dame Nature showed her art skillfully, skillfully. For I in every part was made completely. But my unbridled will did put me forward still, from bad to further ill, as late appeared. When my minority passed was, and some maturity I had attained, I put to service was with honest means to pass my time, which is, alas, too soon abridged. My carriage was too wild, woe is me, woe is me. And I was got with child, take heed, fair maidens. The father aunt was fled, and all my hopes were dead. This troubled sore my head, woe worth that folly. How I my fault might hide, still I mused, that I might not be spied, nor yet suspected. To this bad thought of mine the devil did incline. To any ill design he lends assistance. Not long before my date was expired. To dwell it was my fate in a good service, with people of good note all there about to note, where this foul fact I wrought to my destruction. When the full time drew nigh, woe is me, woe is me. Of my delivery, unhappy labor, into the yard I ran, where sudden pangs began. There was no woman then near to assist me, with little pain or smart, strange to think. I with my child did part, poor harmless infant, being where none me saw, quite against nature's law. I hid it in the straw where it was smothered. Then in again I went, speedily, hoping thus to prevent any suspicion. But God that sits on high with his all-seeing eye did see my cruel tie and wicked cunning, and did detect the same presently. Unto my open shame and vile discredit, forcing me to confess my barbarous wickedness, that foully did transgress thus against nature. My mistress to me said, earnestly, "Oh, Bess, I am afraid thou hast done evil. thy belly that was nigh is fallen sudden lie. This, though I did deny, she further urged. My conscience did me cast, So out I went in haste, she followed after, and presently she saw me run unto the straw, from whence I soon did draw my strangled infant. Thus taken in the same, soon I was. With great disgrace and shame, carried to Newgate, and at the sessions last, for my offences past, I was condemned and cast, and hanged at Tyburn. Sweet maidens, all take heed, heedfully. Add not unto the deed of fornication, murder which of all things the soul and conscience sings, which God to light still brings, though done in private. Though the first fact be vile, yet be sure. If you be got with child through lawless sporting, be grieved for your offence and with true penitence. Strive to make recompense for former vices. Let not the fear of shame so prevail. As to win you the name of cruel. All those that God do fear are frighted when they hear that you more cruel are than savage creatures. Observe the female snake carefully. What speedy shift she'll make to save her young ones, being by any spied, her mouth she opens wide, that they themselves may hide within her belly. The tiger, though by kind, truculent, as nature doth her bind, is wondrous tender, and loving to her young, whom to secure from wrong, herself into the throng she boldly thrusteth. And can a woman's heart bloodily, so willingly depart from her own baby? You that good women be, example take by me, and strive yourself to free from shame and slander.